Hey y'all, that's Mama Susie coming at ya. Hope you're doing well today. I'm doing good. I'm kind of on the mend. I had a little bit of a stomach flu. On that note, I had it all. My stomach was hurting. I was throwing up, diarrhea, all that jazz at the same time. It got so bad I had to wear an adult diaper. So if you guys ever get the stomach flu, it's some really bad stuff. But it started Sunday probably about 1:30 in the afternoon and then continued till, a little bit yesterday. It didn't start Sunday. It was Saturday. It was Saturday afternoon. It started a little bit in my stomach, and then Sunday morning I felt a little funny. Kind of got warm and felt kind of hot. You know, when you start feeling like you have sinus issues or you're gonna come down with something. So I don't know if it was something 24-hour or whatever, but just really tired and fatigued. I had a lot of muscle soreness a little bit today and a little bit tired. And just kind of on the mend, trying to feel a little bit better. And got a lot of sleep. I took a nap. And I just feel a lot better. And, it's going to take some time to get it out of my system and everything. I'm taking my vitamins. I went outside and filled up the pool for the dog. And filled up our little tiny family pool we have. And, checked on my garden and trying to get some fresh air in the sunlight, and just breathe in that fresh air. When you're trying to heal back up, it just takes a few days or whatever, and trying to turn it around. But thank you all for your prayers. Those of you that know that I was ill and not feeling very good. I'm pretty tough cookie, so I bounce back pretty well. But, I'm like everybody else. Sometimes, it'll hit you hard. When you're not feeling well, it really, really gets you, So, today I just want to talk about, focusing on, helping yourself live a more happy life and a healthy life. And how can we do that with diabetes and PCOS? It's by what we eat, it's about what we drink, it's about getting enough sleep and just keeping everything good, our mental health, emotional health. Listen to good music, watching a funny movie, whatever we can do to make ourselves feel better. Even, talking to a friend or a family member, going to church, reading your Bible, listening to music, dance around, being silly, making crafts, too much in society, focus on, like I said, just on the outside when we should be focusing on the inside. And yeah, you see the outside first and it's all very well and good, but I know so many beautiful people that their insides make their outside more beautiful. And you don't care about that. You don't care about, what the appearance it may be. Because you see the goodness, you see the kindness, you see the love, you see the respect, and you see all kinds of precious things about this person. When all you do is focus on what you look like and your appearances, it's important to care for yourself and keep your appearance up, obviously, but you can't focus on just what you look like, because when you feel like crud, when you feel crappy, when sugar is crazy and, you know, your hair's a mess and you feel real terrible from your PCOS and maybe you haven't had a period for weeks or months and you have to take medicine for it, or, you know, you're going through all these different things in your life, you don't feel good. You don't feel like you want to take care of yourself. You don't feel like, you know, you're just like, ugh. You know, you feel yucky. And I want you guys to know that it's important to take care, you know, and focus on the goodness of you. You know, and society is going to tell you that, you know, you're not good enough. And they're going to say, you know, basically, you know, it's important to be beautiful. It's important to be handsome. It's important to, you know, not have a hair out of place. Well, that's just bull. You know, God made us in His image and we are perfect. And whether you, if you're a believer or not, but I know I am. And I really believe that we're not junk. We're special. We're important. And we have to focus on the inward. We really do. And we have to say, you know, if we're going to make a change in our life, we're going to have to do it. Whether, you know, what anybody says, you know, and just take care of yourself and try to keep focusing on the importance of goodness and kindness and love. Because that's what this world needs, is a lot of love, more love in this world than anything. And care for one another, you know, and treat each other with respect. A lot of people forgot to treat, you know, their kids like respect, and they forgot, you know, because when you treat your children with respect, they treat you with respect, and vice versa. And that goes with your family and your friendships and your coworkers and everything. You have to treat each other with respect and love, and I think respect is love, you know, and not everybody thinks the way I think or you think, you know, and that's okay. You're entitled to your opinions and your feelings, you know, but we all have to come together somehow in this big old world and learn that, you know, that if we stop focusing on just the appearance and we focus on the heart, that's where it's the importance really comes, you know, and you really shine through. You know, you might say, oh, Susie, there's a lot of depth to you today. Well, this is me, and I don't say that. I say it coming from a humble place. I don't say that with patting myself on the back. I say this from my heart, and I think that a lot of times people are afraid to speak from their inside who they truly are and treat others the way, you know, they want to be treated, because if you do that and you stop caring about what others look like and what others can do for you and, you know, how, I mean, it's just silly, you know, because in the end of our life, what do we have? Think about it. You know, we have our family, we have our friends, we have our health, you know, and if that's not doing well and we're not focusing on taking care of oneself, then, you know, we can't try to turn things around and get better. And that's important, to focus on the goodness, focus on what's truly going on in our body, and, you know, focus on our diets. You know, a lot of people have been saying how they need to change their diets. Well, change them. Stop saying it. Just do it. A lot of people say, you know, you need to exercise. Well, do it. Stop saying it and just go ahead and just get there, you know. Push yourself. And it might take a little bit, might take some baby steps to get there, but get there. And you don't have to be perfect. We've talked about this in the past, that you don't have to be perfect. There's no such thing as perfection. You have to keep going and keep striving and keep caring for yourself. And focus, like I said today, you know, really focus on the goodness of you. And remember, you know, I'm trying more to be more understanding of different people and different situations and cultures and things like that, and not say that my way is the only way and that I'm 100% right about everything, because I'm just a person like everybody else, you know. My husband's family, our family was here for a couple weeks, you know, we both put on a couple pounds. And maybe more than that. I don't know. We ate well. And I remember sitting back and I looked it over to my little nieces and I thought to myself, well, I gained a couple pounds. I gained some weight. You know, and I kind of laughed about it and I looked down and I was like, so what? What was most important and most precious is that I was with my nieces and our family. And we were having fun. We were on a boat together. I mean, that's a dream some people wish they ever could do. You know, and all the things I think to myself, why do I even care? It's just minuscule. You know what I mean? You might put on a few pounds, you know, if you go to vacation or you go out to eat or whatever, but get back on that horse and, you know, focus on your health and taking care of yourself, and you'll get back there again. You know, you don't have to live in the light of someone else. Okay? You just take care of yourself and everything is going to come back into, you know, full center. It's going to all turn around. Today I'm going to share with you guys a really good recipe. So if you're not sitting down or you're busy like driving your car or do something, I want you guys to maybe play this over again or whatever. And also, send me messages pertaining to my podcast, questions, different things you would like to know, different things about PCOS, things about HS, things about diabetes, autoimmune issues, all different things like that you would like to know that I know of. And, you know, I can ask my doctors and I can talk to people I read. I'm always, like, researching and looking for things and new ideas and stuff like that, and you know, different fun things for my podcast. I really am learning a lot about myself, you know, from other people, and you know, and I'm starting to learn a lot from me too. You know, God's given me the wisdom to be like, hey, you know, you got to really focus on this and be kind and be good, you know. So that's what I'm trying to do. So today I want to give you this recipe for grilled chicken with herbed corn salsa. It's 4.5 pounds of chicken thighs. You want to put some salt and pepper. I use kosher salt or Himalayan sea salt. You're going to use 4 large ears of corn, shucked, or I would say 2 cans of corn drained and rinsed, because that can be funky. 2 cups of packed fresh basil leaves, or, okay, if you don't have that, you can look for like basil, the dehydrated, just regular spice, and you can rehydrate it with a little bit of water, about a half to 2/3 of a bottle of basil. Just, you know, don't put too much, okay? Of basil leaves. Then you want to use 1 cup of fresh mint. If you don't have that, you know, you can substitute it for parsley, or if you have dried mint, you want to do 1/2 cup, okay? And you just wet it. Anything that is you know, dehydrated, you want to wet it, and you want to like give it a few minutes to kind of plump back up again, and then drain it really well. You can rinse it off again and then drain it again, okay? Now, you want to take 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan, and or if you don't have it, just regular Parmesan from the refrigerator, you know, you can use that. You want to use 1 clove of garlic. Now, I always do substitutes just in case people don't have it, because I'm always substituting stuff too. You can also use 1/2 teaspoon of the garlic in a little jar, if you don't, you know, or powdered, a full teaspoon. Now you want to take a half cup of fresh lemon juice and a half cup of olive oil, okay? And how you're going to do this is you're going to heat, you know, you're going to heat your grill to a medium, okay? You're going to take your seasoned chicken, okay? You're going to season it with 1 teaspoon of salt and pepper. You're going to add that chicken and the corn to the grill. You're going to grill the corn and you're going to cover it, okay? Until it's tender, slightly kind of brown, maybe charred on the top. You're going to turn it occasionally, about 7 to 8 minutes. Then you're going to transfer to cutting board and you're going to take that grilled chicken, covered, turn over 1 time until it's cooked thoroughly. It's about 165 degrees, I believe. Okay, about 15-20 minutes. Then you're going to transfer the chicken to the platter and you're going to let it rest at least 10 to 15 minutes, okay? I'd say 10-12. Yeah, 10 to 12. Okay, so in this process, okay, you want to take all the other stuff because you're going to make the salsa, okay? You're going to put it in a food processor or like a Ninja food processor or even a Nutribullet, but be careful, just pulse it, okay? You're going to pulse your basil and your mint if you have fresh. You're going to put the Parmigiani cheese in there and the garlic and a half teaspoon of salt, okay? Until it's finely chopped. And then you're going to add your lemon juice and oil and you're going to pulse it until it's combined, okay? Now, if you've cut the kernels off the cob, okay, then you cut the kernels off the cob, stir it in the herb sauce, and then you serve the chicken with the corn salsa, okay? So, also, if you're looking for something healthy alternative to add to that, you can make a kale salad. Now, I know a lot of people hate kale, okay? But the trick for me for kale salad is to rinse and rinse and rinse. If you don't like a kale salad, you don't like romaine, try arugula, okay? Try bok choy. Try something different. Some people love, like, you can get from the grocery store, dandelion. I think it's dandelion. All different kinds of greens, okay? Try whatever you like. Try asparagus. Wrap it in bacon, okay? Put garlic salt on it. Put pepper on it. You know, do whatever you can to, you know, kind of spice it up and make it taste good, okay? So I want to give you guys that recipe, and I want to tell you that you are loved and you are cherished, and God loves you, and you're important to me, and you are my brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'm thankful for you, and I pray for you every single day. Even when I'm ill, even when I don't feel good, I care for you. And I'm glad I'm reaching so many of you. And I really hope that you think about the words that I say and know that they come from my heart and my soul, okay? And know that you're special, okay? And focus on those good things, like I've said, about you, because you are important, okay? All right, God bless, and Mama Susie will be back soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.